rock guys go out with new ed girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new ed girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new ed girls? Why do punk rock guys go out with new ed girls? My last letter was better, drugs or sex? Isn't my hair cut really intense?
I'm living a charmed life. It came as a surprise to everyone but me. I had big plans for you and for me. I have a letter where she says it not once but twice. Guess I'm living a charmed life.
Welcome to America's favorite show, only on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. It's about to get weird, so tell your parents about it.
Thank you. Welcome to another episode of America's Favorite Show. It is Thursday, October 8th, and I just wanted to let you know that there are a lot better shows you could be listening to right now. So I recommend turning this off, setting a timer, and coming back on Monday, 8 p.m.-ish, to listen to Unfortunately Not a Podcast with Costanza Ultra. I listened to four random dudes talk for an hour when you could listen to some good old-fashioned music instead. Tune in to Unfortunately Not a Podcast with Costanza Ultra and get your sonic fix. You'll hear some songs, and hopefully you'll prefer them to a mildly interesting conversation. Mondays, 8 to 9 p.m., only on WRCT. If that doesn't float your boat, I don't know why it wouldn't. Come back Wednesday, 3 p.m., for Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly. Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Or try Radio Free Radio with Steve. Moths in the Mixers. Prosthetics. Meaningful music. Radio Free Radio. Saturdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT. And if you're just too indie in particular for any of that, come back for Gutter Youth with Stupid Doctor. Do you want to hear the same four chords accompanied by aggressively untrained vocalists for an hour? Me too. Join the Stupid Doctor at 4 on Mondays and listen to Gutter Youth, only on WRCT, thank goodness. Well, that's all I've got on the menu. Since you're still here, might as well play some music. This is Hot for Teacher by Van Halen, dedicated to the late Eddie Van Halen, and not dedicated to any of my professors. Sorry for my order of out talking, but this show opened with the song Plantasia from the album Plantasia, written by Mort Garson. That music was intended to help your plants grow, but good luck with that one. Up next, we've got The Adults Are Talking from The Strokes' most recent album, The New Abnormal.
Don't call back 'cause you'll never return. I know you think of me when you think.
Strokes are back. You should be too. Up next, a song by all of the animals of the ocean. This is Jellyfish Jam.
SpongeBob has learned one of the sea's harshest lessons. Wild animals can throw very wild parties. Ah. Oh, I felt that.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish to continue, I've got a song for you. This one is about the tide. It is high. I'm holding on. This is The Tide Is High, as originally performed by The Paragons, later Blondie, and later Atomic Kitten, but started here with The Paragons. Enjoy. Lizzie McGuire really did that. You know who else has done something? Spack Brothers Pizza. They join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers the finest pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers is committed to offering quality food with an emphasis on locally grown, sustainable agriculture. SPAC Bros is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC, that's 7725, or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. Up next is my favorite Hall & Oates song, Private Eyes. Enjoy. Just tuning in, this is America's favorite show. I'm tired, but I also go by Connor. Here comes My Sharona by The Knack, a song my mom asked me to play on the show this week. Really good bass line. I think this song is nice to follow Hall & Oates because it's sort of like one of those perfect, simple songs of yesterday. So again, My Sharona by The Knack. Let's get it.
My motor up.
Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. You get their prescriptions. You make their lunch. You call their doctor. Maybe even do their laundry. You try to give them every minute you possibly can. But do you try to take a minute for yourself? When you help care for a loved one, you work hard to make sure they're safe and comfortable, but it's just as important to remember that you find some time to take care of yourself. AARP can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better you take care of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one. You're there for them, and AARP is there for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. Now back to the nonsense. This is Menomina as performed by Cake. Up next, Friends by Houdini.
we use it in the wrong way. Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It couldn't last longer, cause it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if your glad is gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.
Social distancing tip. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the speed of coronavirus, which is still very much a thing. So, here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part because we're alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. Fitting with that PSA, up next is Tiny Apocalypse by David Byrne.
shake them lazy bones. Read the t-shirt but still don't understand. Coming home with a little apocalypse. It comes now, do you have time for this? A three-tone carpet and a Jackie Chan spear. Looking at a hairdo and a belly full of beer. Well, I ain't no poet, ain't got no rhyme. But I got me a car and I know how to drive.
In the event of pressure loss, all our lines are busy now. Your will be laughing out loud anyhow.
Every day a little apocalypse. Lay down next to this, looking at the body. Well, I don't even know his name. Call me in the morning, was a friend of mine. Well, the wind's so strong, it's blowing us all around. Wind's so strong, nobody settle down. Every day another apocalypse. Had a TV, but I don't know how deep it is.
Please read the print advisory.
Emotional, illogical, sensational. Little sister gotta take her medicine. Baby brother gonna do it all again. Running fast but cannot catch the bus. Funny feeling, this is part of us.
And you must take your medicine. Getting better.
That is one of my favorite David Byrne songs, introduced to me by my good pal Costanza Ultra. There's that new Spike Lee, David Byrne, you know, Stop Making Sense adjacent movie coming out later this month. Very excited for it. Be interesting how that like rolls out. But up next, I actually have One Way or Another by Blondie. Because one way or another, we'll get through this.
One way or another, I'm gonna win ya. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you.
What better to follow a song about finding something than being lost in the supermarket by The Clash?
Guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket.
Sorry for the clash there at the end. You know, on America's Favorite Show, we just love playing clash on the clash and a full-on clash. The Clash. Here's a song about 2020. 4 years of Joe. If not, I want to be sedated. By the Ramones. That's all I've got for you guys tonight on America's Favorite Show. I'm your host, Connor. Thanks for listening. America's Favorite Show is switching to a every other week format. So come back, not next week, the week after that. It's going to be great. Got new songs coming for you. With the rate at which the world is moving, you know, it'll be like a totally different show probably by then. Really a lot of fun to look forward to that, right? So, yeah, until next time, wash your hands.
you entice. Well, try your luck like shooting dice. A hockey puck, my heart is ice. I go to heights, seldom seen and tell it true. Not selling dreams, I've been into. I made it through. I could have screamed, I played a mute. Relay my truth, you play a stream. I don't recoup, I never stoop. My art is gold, my heart is more. This industry, like carnivores and cannibals and herbivores. And fuck D and anything, trying to sever you from the better you. I just bought my wedding ring, money my wife and we don't fight yet. It's a new beginnings. That's life, I run a red lights, but I'm a proven winner. Dealer man, pull up, run a new pill up. I had two for dinner. I had Wheaties for breakfast, but I see a champion, baby. Tell me again who the best was.
I am a nurse.
I'm a nurse too, but I'm also a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine.
I got it because I'm a son and a husband.
I got it to protect my community.
It's been proven to be extremely effective against the spread of the virus.
It's been more rigorously tested than any vaccine in history to make sure it's safe.
When we get it, we protect ourselves and our community.
It's your choice. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savant. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Come on.